You know, I gotta say that the trajectory of my life changed drastically when I was introduced to the Word of God. The Word of God is sharp and powerful. It's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts even to the bone and joint and separates the marrow from the bone. Even separates and divides the thoughts and intents of the heart and mind. The Word of God is powerful. It's life-changing. Words have power, man. And the Word says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If somebody says something and they can claim it to be true, profess that it's truth, I go to the Word to see if it's true. If it ain't in the Word, it ain't true. If it ain't in the Bible, it ain't true. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. I've surrounded myself with great men. First of all, the greatest man that I met, other than my father who brought me into this world, and the man, my stepfather, who raised me. The man, Arthur Monroe Brazier, imparted wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Word of God. He's allowed me to go through a training process, Sunday school and Bible study and the preached word, and exposed me to truth in such a way that it dramatically changed my life by influencing my thinking. If you change what a person think, you change what a person do. If you change what a person do, you change their destiny. We speak in word pictures, and if you can see what I'm saying, see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever you think, you become. Thoughts become things. Your perception is in your head. Your perception is in your head. Your passion, which is derived from your perception, the way you think, the way you see, your thoughts. Your passion is birthed out of your perception. Also given and equipped from God. Passion in your gift, your talents, your skill set. So your perception is in your head. Your passion is in your heart. And when you put those together, you use your hands to produce. Your perception, passion, and production. Your head, your heart, and your hands. What keeps us from being successful? What keeps us from producing? Be fruitful and multiply. What keeps us from multiplying and becoming fruitful is the first problem is my belief system. I have a belief that I'm limited in my resources. Limited thinking places limitations. We've been conditioned to believe that we're limited, that we're lacking. The truth is there's more than enough. There's an abundant, there's an exceeding abundant, above all, more than we can ask or think that is available. As long as there's enough breath in your body and air to breathe and enough movement within you, that in God we live, we move, and we have our being. If you can continue to be who you are, and discover the greatness that is within you and cultivate, home the craft and the skill set and recognize the particular talents and unwrap the particular gifts that we have, we arrive at greatness. Now, it's not measured in finances. It's not measured in wealth, even though that's part of greatness. It accompanies greatness. Financial security, financial ability allows you to have impact and influence in the world around you and the people around you. It allows you to do things that you're limited otherwise in doing without financial resources. But greatness is not measured by finances. Martin Luther King was one of the greatest men that ever walked the planet. I saw his shoes. The heels were running over. His suits were tattered. Martin Luther King was not a man that left a lot of money behind. He didn't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind, but he left a committed life. He left a life that was geared towards helping somebody. His belief was, if I could show somebody he's traveling wrong, if I can encourage somebody with a word or a song, and then my living will not be in vain. If I could help somebody, if I could empower, encourage, edify, if I could help someone to see the light and move towards that light for a better, more fulfilling, richer life, even to arrive and understanding the plan of salvation, that you might recognize that Christ came that you might have life, and not only life, but an abundant life, and not only abundance, but eternal life, that you shall live forever, never ending, everlasting life. And the quality of that life starts now, based on your choices and what you choose to do, what you choose not to do. We believe that lack, we've been conditioned that lack is the problem, but lack is not the problem. There's abundance and there's lack. Both of those exist. Which one do you choose to focus your energy on? Which one do you choose to focus on? I choose to focus on abundance. And because of that focus, God is adding to my life. He's adding abundance. And recognizing that it's the truth that I'm recognizing, and following the truth and not a lie, trying the truth to find out if it's a lie, measuring the truth to see if it is what it is, I arrive at abundance. I arrive at success, recognizing that there are unlimited resources available for each and every one of us. We choose to be in lack. We choose to be in poverty. We choose to be unhappy. We choose to be happy. Our responsibility is our happiness. Our happiness is our responsibility. We're responsible for our own success. We're responsible for our own health. We're responsible for our own wealth. So we choose to live the life we live. Where you are in your life today is the sum total of your prior choices. The things that you have decided to do is why you have arrived where you are today. If you're in lack or if you're in plenty, if you're in wanting, if you're in need, it's because of the selection of choices that you've made. You cannot unfeel the ocean. If you go and dip out of the ocean, there is more than enough ocean remaining. That's what abundance is. If you withdraw from abundance, more abundance appears. We're living in an illusion of limited resources. We have an illusion of limited resources going on in our mind. Faith and doubt, two sides of the same coin. If you have faith, you will produce. If you have doubt, you will reduce. Either you add, multiply, or you divide and subtract. Doubt is paralyzing. It keeps you in procrastination. It keeps you in fear. It keeps you in unbelief. But faith leads to abundance, strength, health, wisdom, knowledge, power, influence, abundance. This is not prosperity preaching. This is the truth, which can make you free. The Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is filled with proclamations and promises, principles and precepts, biblical principles and precepts and prophecies. The Bible is full of wealth and riches, the understanding. Man's mind is too puny
to write a book such as the Bible. It's divinely inspired by the mind of God. And God overrode the man's thinking and allowed him to put God's thinking into words. And words have power. Words transform your sight. Words help you to see a perceived concept. And if you can see it, you can believe it. And if you can believe it, you can achieve it. If you say you can, if you say you cannot, you're right. The first problem is my belief in limited resources. We need to change that, man. We need to get rid of doubt. We need to get rid of fear. We need to become bold and courageous and go after life, trusting that God is with you as he promised, never to leave you, never to forsake you. If God is bagging you up, why are you bagging down? You can do all things through Christ, who gives you the strength, the wherewithal to fulfill your potential. God put a seed in you that multiplies itself. God said, be fruitful. The difference between a fruit and a vegetable is vegetables does not have seeds. Fruits have seeds. And God knows how many seeds are in a fruit. And once you plant that seed, it continues to grow and reproduce forever. So get rid of doubt. Get rid of fear. Rid yourself of the rigors of limitations. What is it that you cannot do? God created the laws of the universe. God created science, the laws of thermodynamics, the laws of energy, the laws of reproduction. God created all of this. This is not ungodly to believe that universal laws work. If you don't believe in universal laws, step off of a building and the law of gravity works 24 hours a day. You don't have to believe it. You believe there's oxygen, you breathe in it, but you can't see it. Our belief, our faulty belief system has the ability to handicap us and keep us contained and keep us locked in and imprisoned. You're imprisoned in your own mind. God has come to set us free. And he that the Son has set free is free indeed. Trust and believe. It was really a simple thing. The word of God makes it so simple. We complicate it. For God so loved the world, not cosmos, but humanity, that he gave his only begotten Son. God loved, so he gave, that whosoever, it doesn't matter what your color, nationality, ethnic, financial ability, no matter what your status or station is in life, whosoever believe shall never perish. We perish for a lack of knowledge, but have eternal life, everlasting life, life forever. We will live forever. You decide. It ain't God's fault if I end up in hell. It ain't God's fault if I end up in heaven. He's given me as a free moral agent the ability to choose my destiny. Whosoever believe, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. So we can't be mad at God if our life is not what it should be. He gave you the ability to make a choice. You're on the verge of greatness. You're on the verge of a fulfilled experience. It's all about what you choose to believe. This ain't religion. This is relationship. We have a relationship with our Creator, and he's given us all things to enjoy. We limit ourselves when we believe that we're limited and have limitations. God bless you. You are on the verge of greatness. You're on the verge with Verge. I want you to have an amazing day. Just consider what I'm saying. rid yourself of limited, the illusion of limited resources, because God has given us all things to enjoy, that we might have an abundant life, that we might live in abundance of joy, happiness, abundance of peace, an abundance of wealth, health. Let's help each other. Let's love each other. Let's try to do the right thing. You're on the verge of it. Listen again. God bless you.